This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of March 16th, 2006.
All right, freeze! Police!
Bad Cop No Donut!
Bad
Cop, cop.
No. Donut!
He's under law! And I rule!
I'm Ron Anisich with your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption. Here is a look at some of what your money paid for this week.
I support finding you because it's police.
And it really hurts my heart because that's a close friend to me. I went to high school, I played basketball in elementary, middle school, high school, and to see my friend go down like that, man, it was like, man, look what America's coming to.
A sheriff's deputy in San Bernardino County, California, was charged with attempted voluntary manslaughter last Tuesday. An Associated Press report says that Deputy Ivory Webb was videotaped shooting an Air Force security officer after a police chase on January 29th. He shot the man as he was obeying Webb's command to stand up. Webb has been on administrative leave since the shooting, while an internal investigation and an FBI investigation were conducted. He faces almost 20 years in prison if he is convicted. This is the first time in San Bernardino County history that a peace officer has been charged in connection with an on-duty shooting. A San Diego, California police officer pleaded guilty to assault with intent to commit rape last Friday. The San Diego Union-Tribune says that Officer Michael Osuna was accused of trying to rape a female relative who he was living with in front of her 5-year-old child in July 2005. In exchange for his guilty plea, several other charges against Osuna were dropped. Those charges included forcible rape, attempted forced oral copulation, false imprisonment by violence, and child abuse. Osuna resigned from his job within weeks of his arrest. He is expected to be sentenced to 1 year in jail in April. A police officer in Long Beach, California, pleaded guilty to forgery last Thursday. The Long Beach Press-Telegram says that Officer Richard Rivero was arrested last October after he was accused of stealing a blank check from a vehicle he had impounded. He then cashed a forged check for $500 at a liquor store. He was originally charged with 2 counts of forgery, 2 counts of burglary, and 1 count of attempted grand theft. Under the terms of an agreement with prosecutors, the other charges against Rivero have been dropped in exchange for the guilty plea to the single forgery charge. He is scheduled to be sentenced on March 30th. A police officer in El Cajon, California, who was accused of soliciting sex from women in exchange for their freedom, pleaded guilty to all charges against him last Thursday. KGTV reports that Officer William Taylor violated 6 women over a period of 18 months. He is charged with 6 counts of receiving bribes, 2 counts of rape with a foreign object, 2 counts of sexual battery, and 1 count of attempting to dissuade a witness from reporting a crime. Taylor is currently free on $250,000 bail and will appear in court next on April 20th. He has also been ordered not to have any contact with the women he abused. Taylor is facing 14 years in prison when he is sentenced.
And he was all right. You know, he realizes that we want a little better, but he's fine. He's taken full responsibility. His mother's concerned and wishes it had been a lot better because she's a very loving person, but that's our system. He'll be, you know, gone for two and a half years, and we're sorry that's occurring because he's been a wonderful person, done a lot of great things, but that's the law.
A Fresno County, California sheriff's deputy was sentenced to 3 years in prison on Monday. KFSN reports that Deputy Neil Edmiston was arrested in 2004 after investigators discovered that he had downloaded over 600 images of child pornography. In addition to the 3 years in prison, Edmiston must also register as a sex offender, cannot operate a computer with internet access, and will not be allowed to be alone with any minors, except for family members who must be supervised by an adult. A Vancouver, British Columbia police officer was charged with assault last week. The Globe and Mail says that Sergeant Greg McCullough is accused of assaulting a man who he had taken into custody during an incident last October. McCullough claims he assaulted the man after the man spit on him. Spitting is considered an assault under the Canadian Criminal Code, but the man accused of spitting on the officer has not been charged. The Crown instead opted to charge McCullough with assault. The victim of the attack was treated for his injuries at a hospital but did not file a complaint. McCullough reported the assault to a supervisor himself. He is currently on administrative leave. A sheriff's deputy in Boulder County, Colorado, was arrested on Tuesday and charged with two counts of unlawful sexual contact. KUSA reports that Deputy Greg Schumann resigned from his job on Monday. In February, a female friend of Schumann's reported that she was inappropriately touched by him. Since that report, another woman has come forward making a similar claim. Schumann's crimes were reportedly committed while he was on duty and in uniform. He faces 3 years in prison if he is convicted on both charges. A police officer in St. Louis, Missouri, was fired on Saturday for punching a man in the face at a traffic stop. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch says that Officer Christopher Nazetta was terminated by the St. Louis Police Board. Three witnesses saw Nazetta strike the man during a January 2005 traffic stop. He has been suspended twice in the past. He was suspended most recently last June for using pepper spray on a 69-year-old woman. An Illinois state trooper convicted of forcing a couple to strip at a traffic stop was sentenced to 6 months in jail last Thursday. The Chicago Tribune says that Officer Jeremy Dozier was convicted of bribery and official misconduct in January. He was also sentenced to 30 months of probation and ordered to undergo a psychiatric evaluation. At his sentencing hearing, a woman testified that she and her boyfriend were forced by Dozier to lie naked on the ground and make snow angels. Several other women described being sexually harassed by the officer. Dozier still has similar cases pending in other jurisdictions. A reserve sheriff's deputy in Dearborn County, Indiana, was arrested last Tuesday and charged with theft. WCPO reports that Deputy Tracy McIntosh is accused of stealing $2,000 from a youth baseball league. He's accused of using some of the money to pay for a family vacation in Florida. McIntosh has been fired from his job as a deputy and as a school resource officer at an area high school. Two Hartford City, Indiana police officers resigned from their jobs last Tuesday. The Muncie Star-Press reports that Sergeant Kyle Hamilton and Officer John Thompson resigned days after an investigation began looking into alleged acts of misconduct. The allegations against the officers involved an inappropriate on-duty relationship. No criminal charges are expected to be filed in the case. A Jackson, Ohio police officer pleaded guilty on Wednesday to a charge that he sexually abused a female relative. The Canton Repository says that Officer Thomas Wyatt was charged with one count of sexual imposition. He's accused of engaging in sexual activity with an underage female relative between 2001 and 2003. The relative, now an adult, reported the abuse in December. Wyatt faces a possible 60 days in prison when he is sentenced on April 24th and will be forced to register as a sex offender. Wyatt has resigned from his job. The former chief of police in West Salem, Ohio, was sentenced to 4 years in prison last Wednesday after pleading guilty to child molestation charges. WKYC reports that Officer Richard Liebe was accused of a number of charges connected to the sexual abuse of two girls, one 10 years old, the other 12. Liebe is also forced to register as a sex offender when he is released. A Niagara Regional Police officer in Renfrew, Ontario, was charged with possession of child pornography on Monday. The Buffalo News reports that Officer Jeffrey Cross was already facing an assault causing bodily harm charge in connection with an incident last July. Police discovered the child pornography on Cross's computer after it was seized in November. The sheriff of Nantucket County, Massachusetts, was arrested last Friday for violating a restraining order. The Nantucket Island Inquirer and Mirror reports that Sheriff Richard Brettschneider is charged with violating a domestic violence restraining order. A judge granted the restraining order to his wife 2 weeks ago. The order prevented Brettschneider from contacting or coming within 25 feet of his wife or her residence. He's currently free, but has been forced to turn in all of his firearms and ammunition.
It's a sad situation, but you can rest assured this was addressed immediately by the Southington Police Department. They acted quickly and professionally, and they should be given a lot of credit for that.
A Southington, Connecticut police officer was arrested last Wednesday for stealing and reselling almost $20,000 worth of laptop computers. WVIT reports that Officer Justin Levy worked with an employee at a store to steal 12 laptop computers and accessories and then helped the man sell the stolen goods. Two of the laptops were sold to Levy's fellow police officers. Levy has resigned from his job and is free on a $5,000 bond. He will appear in court next on March 20th. A police officer in Dallas, Pennsylvania, was arrested last Friday and charged with murdering his wife. The Times Leader says that Officer Jeff Dennis is accused of shooting his wife while she slept as retribution over an affair with a co-worker. Dennis had reported her February 27th death as a suicide. Evidence gathered by investigators at the crime scene contradicted the version of events Dennis had related. He claimed he was getting dressed when his wife shot herself. Evidence showed that she was sleeping on her stomach at the time she was shot. Dennis is on paid leave from his job. A police officer in Jackson, Pennsylvania, was arrested last Tuesday after he sold cocaine to an undercover investigator. WJAC reports that Officer David Pilot became the focus of an investigation 2 months ago. Until 2004, Pilot worked as a member of the Cambia County Drug Task Force. He is currently being held on a $100,000 bond. A Pennsylvania state trooper was charged last week with harassing his ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend. WGAL reports that Corporal Lawrence Fisher is charged with one count of mailing obscene or sexual material and three counts of harassment. He has also been suspended from his job with pay. He's accused of using a law enforcement computer to find his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend's address by typing in his car's license plate number. He then photocopied images from pornographic magazines and mailed them to the pair, sometimes with threatening typewritten notes. Fisher was found to have been the person who sent the letters by a DNA test of the envelopes they were mailed in. A police officer in Upper Moreland, Pennsylvania, was suspended for 8 days on Monday. The Philadelphia Inquirer says that Officer Brian McCauley was suspended after town council voted unanimously to support the police chief's recommendation to do so. Formerly, McCauley was suspended for neglect of duty and or conduct unbecoming an officer. The actual reasons for the suspension are not known.
Jay Green besmirched us all and our reputations. He has participated in something that I believe belittles all of us. It is a direct attack on childhood and children. Clearly, the clerk of the local computer store that alerted us to this issue is well informed about what this means to this county, this agency, and our nation.
It's not a normal thing to pry into people's files on their computers. We just don't do that. But this one caught his eye.
A Collier County, Florida sheriff's deputy was arrested on Monday after investigators discovered child pornography on his home computer. WBBH reports that Deputy Charles Green is charged with 69 child pornography-related offenses. Green was having his computer repaired at a repair shop when the man doing the work on his computer discovered a folder named Child Porn and then looked at the contents. He then called the police. The folder contained videos with names like 9-year-old rape and child lover. Green is being held on an almost $200,000 bond. He was fired from his job immediately after his arrest. An investigation is continuing. Another Collier County, Florida sheriff's deputy was charged last Thursday with lying to doctors in order to get prescription painkillers. The News Press says that Lieutenant Scott Anderson was already facing a charge of driving under the influence of a controlled substance for crashing his car 3 weeks ago in Naples. Prescription drugs were found in his car at the time of the crash. He is now also charged with three counts of withholding information from a medical practitioner in his attempt to get prescriptions for opiate-derived painkillers. Anderson was freed on $15,000 bail. He is currently suspended from his job with pay, pending the results of an internal investigation. A Bartow, Florida police officer was arrested last week for witness tampering. The Polk County Democrat says that Officer Christopher Hall was the subject of an investigation regarding an inappropriate relationship with a 17-year-old female. During the investigation, it became known that Hall had told witnesses to deny any knowledge of a sexual relationship between the child and the officer. 19 witnesses were interviewed in the investigation, including the girl's mother, and all witnesses said they had no knowledge of a sexual relationship between the two. During the investigation, the child's mother accompanied her child and the officer on a trip to South Carolina, where the couple were married. Hall has been suspended with pay, and the investigation is continuing. A police officer in Riviera, Florida, was arrested last Friday for abusing a child. The Palm Beach Post says that Officer Kenneth Thomas has been charged with cruelty toward a child, abuse without harm, and for assaulting the child with a belt. Thomas has been placed on paid leave while an investigation is conducted. A Slayton, Texas police officer was arrested on Monday over a domestic assault which occurred almost 2 years ago. KLBK reports that Officer Christopher Ramos is charged with a domestic assault which occurred in May 2004. A police report taken at the time says that Ramos pushed his wife down and then placed his knee in her throat. An investigation of the incident was not started until mid-February of this year. The reason for the delay is not known. Ramos is currently free on a $20,000 bond and faces 1 year in prison and a $4,000 fine if he is convicted. A high-ranking Houston, Texas police officer has been suspended after a co-worker filed a sexual harassment complaint against him. The Houston Chronicle says that Lieutenant Joe Butita has been relieved of duty while an investigation is conducted. He has been on paid suspension since the complaint was filed on February 28th. An internal investigation is underway. A sheriff's deputy in Galveston County, Texas, is being investigated for leaving his 13-year-old nephew locked in a jail cell with a murder suspect. KBTV reports that Deputy David Pruitt was giving a tour of the police station to his nephew on February 23rd to show him what happened to people who did not obey the law. Despite regulations that tours must be supervised, the child was left alone in a cell with a suspected murderer for an unknown period of time. The child was not harmed.
He had apparently left the scene and went to his home, which was a very short distance from there. It became very evident very quickly through our investigation that, in fact, that was not the case. It was difficult to awaken and bring to a level of understanding Brandon Wilcox. We're held to the highest of standards, and when that is violated, you violate public trust, you violate your own department's trust, and you're held accountable for those actions.
A police officer in Albuquerque, New Mexico, was arrested last Thursday for drunk driving. An Associated Press report says that Officer Brandon Wilcox crashed his patrol car into two curbs before abandoning the vehicle and walking to his home, where he passed out. Wilcox was arrested at his home a short time later. He is charged with aggravated driving while impaired and has been suspended from his job with pay while an investigation is conducted.
A fight to the death, and we were contemplating using lethal force, and he finally, we just overwhelmed him, but at the price of the damage that we did to that individual. And today, if we'd had a taser then, it would have been, the outcome would have been dramatically different.
A man died last Tuesday after he was shocked with a taser by St. Johns County, Florida sheriff's deputies. Police in Midwest City, Oklahoma, shocked a 14-year-old high school athlete with a taser after a basketball game on Saturday. A Harris County, Texas, sheriff's deputy is under investigation for using a taser on a 73-year-old man in a wheelchair last week. The man had just allowed police into his home to search for his grandson when an officer shocked him because he mistakenly thought the man had a gun. The man claims the deputy shocked him a second time in the genitals. Other than the killings already reported on this program, police also killed people this week in Newark, California, Winfield, Kansas, Willingboro, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Seat Pleasant, Maryland, Collier County, Florida, Harris County, Texas, and Tucson, Arizona. And that is Bad Cop, No Donut for this week. Please feel free to send in your comments and story ideas. We count on you to let us know what the police are doing where you live. The email address for this program is ron@ckln.fm. Thanks to everyone who sent in articles for this week's program. Bad Cop, No Donut is produced at CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto and can be heard in Olympia, Washington on Free Radio Olympia 98.5 FM. This program is available freely to nonprofit broadcasters. Please send an email for more information. I'm Ron Anisich. Thanks for listening.
No pollice m'è entrata nell'orecchia. No pollice m'è entrata nell'orecchia. Che notte e giorno mi fa pazziare, non saccio che, non saccio che me fare. Corri in qua, corri in là, piglia questa, piglia quella, dammi soccorso tu, faccia mia bella. Corri in qua, corri in là, piglia questa, piglia quella, dammi soccorso tu, faccia mia bella. No pollice m'è entrata nell'orecchia. No pollice m'è entrata nell'orecchia. Che notte e giorno mi fa pazziare, non saccio che, non saccio che me fare. Corri in qua, corri in là, piglia questa, piglia quella, dammi soccorso tu, faccia mia bella. Corri in qua, corri in là, piglia questa, piglia quella, dammi soccorso tu, faccia mia bella.